welcome to the Astroholic Explains, exploring the universe one question at a time with Dr. Alfredo and Chris Carpinetti. Hello and welcome back to a brand new series of the Astroholic Explains.
Welcome back, it's season 5.
I say this every year, but I can't believe it's been 5 years now.
I know.
Although, has it been 5 years?
It has been 5 years.
No.
Yes.
Not just 5 seasons. We haven't done that. What? No. Have we done one a year?
Yes.
That's mad.
That's how time progresses.
I can't believe it's been 5 whole years of the Astroholic Explains.
Anyway, welcome back. I'm the Astroholic, Dr. Alfredo Carpinetti.
And I'm Chris, the man with the inane questions.
Never inane, always interesting.
They're super inane.
And at our feet, we have our little dog, Llewellyn.
We do. Llewellyn, the little boy. Sorry, he was asleep and now he's not.
Can you give us an oh?
Well, he gave us a head tilt.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Well, he enjoyed R.O. Alright, sir.
So, we have a lot of very exciting things planned for the next 10 episodes.
Yes. 9 episode plus the Christmas special.
Which is going to be really cool. I'm very excited about that. By the time this episode launches, you are going to be somewhere quite exciting. Do you want to tell us a little bit more?
Yes, and by you, it did not mean you, lovely listener, it meant me. Well, we need to be specific.
True.
And yes, today, as you're listening this, if you're listening on the day that it launched, I am in Germany.
Why are you in Germany?
I'm in Germany because the European Space Agency is launching a new mission and I am there making mocktails there.
That seems like a very odd connection.
Why? Well, maybe if I start by telling you the name of the mission, that will help. The mission is called JUICE.
JUICE?
JUICE, the Jupiter Icy Moon Explorer. And
don't they love a good backronym?
Oh god, they do love a good backronym. Yes, astronomers, space people are obsessed with backronyms. And so a backronym, if you don't know, is when you start with like, oh, we have a good name, or we have almost an acronym here, but we need to drop a few letters to make it work. So yes, JUICE is a very exciting mission, and given that the name is JUICE, they thought of doing a fun competition for people to just prepare a mocktail or a juice or a smoothie, and I was picked to be one of the special judges, and so I'm going to Germany to talk about the mission, to make my own mocktail, and to just have a good time as the launch center.
Will you be able to watch the launch live as it happens?
Yes, the launch is happening in South America from French Guiana, but I will be in Germany in the control room.
That's so cool.
It is very cool, and yes, so I'm sure you'll see plenty of pictures from the event.
Well, I hope it goes really well, considering you're there now, technically, in the future. But now.
Yeah, but now.
But the future.
The future, but it's also the past.
And you're in Germany.
And I'm in Germany.
But you're here.
Yes.
Timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey indeed. Shall we discuss what the mission is about?
Tell me all of the juicy details.
I should have seen the puns coming. All right, so the mission, as it says on the name, is to explore the icy moons of Jupiter, which are
Io.
No, obviously not. Io has volcanoes on it.
Europa.
Yes.
Ganymede.
Yes.
Europa.
You already said Europa. What is the fourth Galilean moon? Start with a C. Io, Europa.
Callisto.
Callisto, correct.
Okay.
Awesome. So, the mission will study Jupiter, its magnetosphere, will study Io, but the focus of the mission is the icy moons. understanding their environment, their properties, to try and understand if they are places where life could have evolved, could exist now, could thrive, etc.
And this is all under the surface.
All under the surface. This is an orbiter. It's not going under the surface, but it will study the moons as best as possible from orbit.
How is it going to do that?
So, it will travel. It will take a few years to get there because it takes a long time to get to the outer solar system. But at the same time, you want to get to the outer solar system, not moving too fast, because you want to get in orbit around Jupiter.
Okay, so you can't just accidentally zoom past it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you want a mission like, I don't know, flybys like the Voyager where or the New Horizon passing by Pluto and then Arrokoth, you want to just get speed and get there as fast as possible. But here you want to get there that you are at a good speed, make it quite a fast journey, but also you want to get in orbit around Jupiter without taking, like, without having to brake.
Yeah.
Because you cannot...
It's very difficult to brake in space, I imagine.
You would have to use retro rocket, and that means bringing a lot of fuel with you. So what is going to happen is it's going to arrive there in 2031, July 2031, and before
that
then...
long?
Yeah. Before then, it will take a few trips around Earth and Venus.
Okay.
And then it will also pass, it will go through the asteroid belt twice. And it will also pass in 2029 by asteroid Rosa, a small, smallish asteroid. So, quite cool. Then we'll get into Jupiter orbit and first very wide orbit, then a circular orbit around Jupiter, and there it will fly by Europa, it will fly by Callisto, study the Jupiter system. And then in December 2034, Juice will enter an orbit around Ganymede. So we'll spend over 3 years just studying the Jovian system, studying Europa, studying Callisto, and which is exciting. Europa, we are very excited because as a surface that is mostly ice and silicate rocks, it has cracks, we suspect there is a lot of geothermal activity in the ocean. Really, really exciting. But there is also a NASA mission that is gonna go there studying specifically Europa, called Europa Clipper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that JUICE is not focusing there. Then there is Callisto. We think there is an underground ocean in Callisto, maybe under 100 kilometers of rocks and ice, etc. But Callisto doesn't have the same cracks and changes that are happening in Europa. And in fact, Callisto has the oldest surface of the solar system.
Wow.
Something that not changed in billions and billions of years. And then there is Ganymede, and that's why it's exciting for the mission to go and orbit around Ganymede, because Ganymede is the largest moon in the solar system. As a weird surface, some bits are very, very old, some not as old, and we don't understand why. But also, it is the only moon in the solar system with a magnetic field.
Wow, it's that big.
It is that big. It's not because it's big. Oh. We think it's because, but it is bigger than Mercury. Not more massive, but it is bigger than Mercury. And it's, we think it has a magnetic field because, so the tidal forces between Jupiter and the Galilean moon, Io, Europa and Ganymede, in order, are in resonance. So they pull each other, but each orbit Jupiter has an integer interval, number of days. And these motions keep the cores of these three moons probably liquid and heated. So Io's volcano, Europa has a geothermal activity, and it's quite likely that Ganymede has a iron core, fluid iron core like the Earth, that spins and generates a magnetic field. Small magnetic field compared to Jupiter's massive magnetic field, but still measurable.
And this has never been done before.
There's been measurements, but not a study like this. And JUICE will become the first spacecraft ever to orbit a moon of another planet in the solar system.
Wow. So it's a world first, it's a moon first.
A moon's first. Yeah, it's very exciting. If we want to understand the kind of environment that gas giant planets can create, with the possibility of being a place where life could develop, this is the mission. In this, and the collaboration with NASA and Europe Clipper, the European Space Agency will bring so much new information about the system. Yes, for the solar system, but also beyond. We can think of exoplanets around the galaxy that might have similarities to Jupiter with exomoons that might have life. So it's very exciting.
Is there one thing that you hope that will be discovered or confirmed from the JUICE mission that isn't necessarily even the biggest thing that they're going to look for, but just something?
I think for me the most exciting thing that could come from the mission is understanding the extent of geothermal activities on this icy moon. It could show that there is enough energy, chemical energy, that could sustain life forms.
Is it very similar to how extremophiles are found within the hydrothermal vents at the bottom of our oceans?
Yes.
So it's like a sort of prediction that it could be the same elsewhere.
Yeah, it could be the same elsewhere, but also if you have such events happening in the oceans, you have circulation, and we already think that that is what's happening in the case of Europa, but having more evidence that could show that, these places could be habitable, they have the right conditions, that would be such a fundamental find. Until we find if they actually are habited, the fact that demonstrated if they're habitable, it would be incredible, both for life in the solar system and life everywhere else in the galaxy.
That's incredible. So, good luck to the JUICE mission.
Very much good luck to the JUICE mission.
And we really look forward to seeing some results.
Likewise.
If it's in 10 years?
Yeah, it's not exactly 10 years, but it's going to be a while, but yes. But I think it's going to be exciting and something to look forward to. More exploration, that's what science is all about. Keep going forward.
That's a wonderful note to end the very first episode of Season 5 of The Astrolog Explains.
Wonderful. And join us again this season, because we're going to cover so much. From cocktails and winds on Mars to fundamental questions about the nature of reality and...
And the moon.
And the moon, yes. Who can forget the moon? So we look forward to sharing all those questions and more with you.
Till next time.